Minister. This is to ask you, the number of new first-time investments by new IDA client companies in County Donegal for each of the past number of years, 10 years to be specific, the percentage of the national total of new client investments in each of those years that went to Donegal, and if you will update the House on the matter. Thank you.
Okay, Gormaigut. In the past 10 years, there have been three new name investments in Donegal out of a total of 18 investments in the county across that period. It's important to emphasise in this context, however, that foreign direct investment performance, whether in Donegal or in any other county, is not necessarily reflected in new name investments. That is because almost 70% of all new FDI in Ireland comes from existing IDA client companies already situated in the country. There has, as the evidence demonstrates, been a steady and positive increase in employment numbers in IDA Ireland client companies in Donegal over the past number of years. The county, for example, has experienced a 52% increase in FDI-driven employment since 2012, with job numbers in the agency's client firms there increasing from 2,223 in 2012 to 3,389 at the end of last year. This compares very favourably to the national average increase of 31% in FDI employment across that same period. In 2017 alone, the number of IDA-supported jobs in Donegal increased by 11%, with the county now home to 12 IDA companies, including SITA, OptiBelt and Primerica. With respect to this year, the indications are that FDI in Donegal will continue to experience further growth. For example, Abbott Laboratories has announced plans to expand its workforce in the county with the creation of 500 new jobs. Site visits by IDA client companies have also increased, with 6 visits as of the third quarter of 2018, compared to a total of 2 site visits in 2017. While progress has been made in helping to generate new economic opportunities in Donegal, the government remains determined to achieve more. And that is why work is continuing to unlock further the economic potential in the county. The IDA remains pivotal to this, and the agency is engaging with its clients and other enterprise agencies to create jobs and source new investments here.
Gormaigut, the remainder will be included in the official report. Deputy Connolly's first supplementary.
Thank you, Lasca Hirla, and thanks, Minister, for the response. Unfortunately, Minister, your response indicates what the reality has been in the last number of years in relation to new investments coming to Donegal. And as you rightly point out, the existing client companies in Donegal have done tremendously well and have thrived in the county and continue to expand, thankfully. And the figures you outlined in relation to going from 2,200 to 3,300 in a few short years demonstrate what a good place Donegal can be to do business. But of course, all those existing client companies in the county had to come there for the first time once. They started off in the county and then they grew. There was a real priority in the county. There used to be an office based in Letterkenny specifically for attracting new investments in. And as a result of that, the sector and foreign direct investment in the town of Letterkenny and across the county did thrive. However, that has not been followed through by the existing government over the last number of years to the extent that you've shown and confirmed today that there's only been 3 new investments in the county in the last 10 years. That's simply not good enough, Minister, and it shows that the government must reappraise how you're doing this and try to ensure that we have a pipeline of new companies coming in to bolster employment in the county and to actually grow employment. So can you undertake today, Minister, that you will revisit this and try and ensure that we're getting our fair share of new investment going forward?
One minute.
Thank you, Deputy. And it's, I can understand the wish to see continued investment from new overseas firms. And it's always encouraging when a multinational company decides to locate in Ireland, and particularly in the regions for the first time. But we should not allow our enthusiasm for new name investors, who I can assure you the IDA are working on a daily basis to attract to Ireland, to cloud the fact that the most important investors are, in fact, the firms that are already present in Ireland. And that's because, as I said in the reply, 70% of all new FDI in this country comes from existing IDA client companies here. Our priority is always, therefore, to sustain and support investors who already have a presence here with a view to encouraging their growth and expansion. That remains the most effective means through which we can create new employment opportunities in places like Donegal. And you have excellent companies like Primerica, Abbott's and others, and it's important not to dismiss the great work that they're doing in terms of creating employment in Donegal. And of course we have the Indigenous companies there that are supported by Enterprise Ireland, and they also play a hugely important role in creating employment right across the country.
Of course, Minister, it is important that the government don't hide behind the success of the existing companies in Donegal to actually justify not ensuring they were getting a fair share of new investments. There's no doubt that companies like America, United Healthcare, CETA, among many others, have really thrived and offer are a tremendous part of the local economy now. But we need to see the government continuing to push that on to the future. The companies, alongside those that are existing, but which we would hope to grow in the future, would be new ones which also come. And that's where you have been falling down and have not been prioritising the county. Because as you say in your own figures, we've only had 3 first-time investments in the last 10 years. And the government needs to pull up its socks and ensure that Donegal becomes a priority for it again.
Minister, to respond.
Deputy, just to say that all counties in the country are a priority, and I have a particular priority for regional investment, and that's why I launched the Regional Investment Fund just on Monday there, or I announced the successful applicants, and it was a €60 million fund, and there was over €29 million, almost €30 million allocated on Monday, and that's to help the regions, to help them to develop new initiatives. And it's about clustering, it's about investing in property, it's about investing in research and development. And next week I'll be announcing the Disruptive Technologies Fund, and that's another fund that we have rolled out to help companies look at the jobs of the future. And 2 weeks ago I launched the Future Jobs Initiative, and again that's looking at how we can support enterprise to improve productivity, increase competitiveness, how we can look at getting more labour participation, and how we can transition to a low carbon economy, and also look at encouraging companies to invest in research and development. And just to reassure the Deputy that Donegal, no more than any other county, won't be left out.